Can I come up with a creative way? Like Mike Bloomgren, the offensive line coach, Bloom Diddler. Right? Come on now.
That wasn't creative.
I'm sure he did. Excuse me?
Okay. As insulting as all it was.
I think what's insulting is you're not realizing the nicknaming prowess.
You called him Bloom Diddler for a little bit, and then you kind of let that one go.
Yeah, because we stopped talking about Mike Bloomgren.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
He's doing
such a good job with KT Leviston.
Well, so, all right. So what do you want for pitcher here? We want something off Dan? Is that what
Dan
you said?
Dan the man? Oh, my
That's
God.
That's just lame.
I'm going to beat the crap out of myself for that one.
You want to see what ChatGPT can come up with?
Let's do that.
What are we doing? Like the best? How do you want to phrase it? The best nicknames?
Yeah, for a guy named Dan Pitcher, who would be the Browns head coach. Yeah, I think you got to put the Browns head coach in there.
I mean, we're getting really wordy here, but they do good work.
Yeah, they do.
They do good. Well, actually, you know, sometimes they do really awful work,
they don't
actually.
Sometimes they really struggle with it. It's not great.
Oh, no, this isn't great at all. The pitch man.
Okay.
That's not bad.
All right.
That's
well,
not
it works.
Bad.
It's a double meaning because pitch man.
The first one I saw was coach pitch.
Okay.
You know, like T-ball, it's like, yeah, coach pitch, but like coach pitch, that seems like that just doesn't. Fastball Dan.
Okay. That's not great.
Dan the plan. Someone lame is going to come up with that. Well, someone lame is going to do that one.
Well, partners would have Dan the plan. That's all I'm saying.
Set out the pitcher plant when he's laying roots, culture talk. They call it the pitcher plant.
Okay, that's bad. That's not good, ChatGPT.
Have a little pitch and catch.
That means something different.
Factory of pitching.
Also not good. None of these. We're getting progressively worse.
Yeah, no, ChatGPT's lost its fastball.
What about pitch please?
Pitch perfect.
Let's get to quick hits.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear.
Hurry, hurry!
It's quick hits.
All right. None of the ones coming in on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel are much better.
It's not a great name for this. It's not a great name for this.
Chaser, our pitcher sucks. Not great. All right. He also then followed up with, can the meteor hit us already? Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin went on the Rich Eisen show today. Made a little 40-yard dash action there and weighed in on John Harbaugh's firing in Baltimore.
First, I just have so much respect for Harbs. You know, our stories will forever be, you know, interwoven. You know, in terms of him being let go, unfortunately, I just think it's a component of today's sport culture. You know, there have been many examples of that. And so it's unfortunate, but I'm sure that he is going to move on and to coach again. I'm sure he will, and I'm sure he'll be very successful at doing so. But more than anything, I just think it's, you know, a larger example of today's sport culture in terms of not a lot of patience in the entertainment component of what it is that we do. There's just not a lot of longevity.
How much patience did he want?
18
what was,
years.
What was that?
Not the funniest response.
What was that? What? Is he serious?
He is serious.
How did he say that with a straight face?
That is that because he's Tomlin. He believes everything that he says.
Not a lot of patience. You've been in your job longer than anybody in the NFL.
Not just that.
And Harbaugh was second longest by a lot.
Not just that. He's a 50-year-old man who should have perspective on the fact that sports have never had patience. Like this whole like coaches get 4 years and fired thing is not new in the NFL.
I guess he's never heard NFL standing for not for long. I guess that one just bypassed Tomlin completely.
You know what, guys? I'm going to tell you what this all reminds me of. This acronym I came up for the NFL. It means not for long. I just came up with that just right now.
I mean, this is unreal. This is like the two of us have had radio jobs for a very long time, and it'd be like. I've been here for 10 years. If they let me go tomorrow, I can't be like, geez, never had a real chance. Like in radio terms, it might as well be 50 years. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, basically we're like the Golden Girls. All of us are like the Golden Girls of radio because we haven't been outsourced by ChatGPT yet.
It's just not how it went. In fact, I was talking to my older brother today. He was telling me about like some Kansas City radio drama there. They're all like moving spots and doing all these different things. And I'm like, yeah, it doesn't really happen here.
And you haven't told me yet. Thanks.
It wasn't
you
juicy.
Know I like
it wasn't
that.
Juicy. He didn't know half the names he was talking
was
about.
It the
he
other was, station?
It was my brother trying. You know what? And we appreciated
you know,
that.
You know what?
Yeah.
Your
and,
dad would be proud of you.
Yeah. And then thank you. I think that goes a long way. Thank you.
Come on now.
Thank you.
Omaha!
We both know he still wouldn't be. We both know that.
Oh, he only made
right.
it 10 years in radio in my and day.
And that's all right.
That's all right.
Emily Mayfield, old friend. So yesterday we had Adam Schefter with that post about there being seven teams that have reached out, but there's only six openings. And everyone's like, oh, who could he be talking about? You surmised it was Miami. I think a lot of people then thought that was the right call. I saw some pockets of the internet suggesting, though, that it could have been the Buccaneers. Emily Mayfield with within minutes of this post from Adam Schefter was liking the post on Instagram.
Ooh. Was that just Baker on her phone?
That's kind of what a lot of people are also thinking. Now, Emily's also, I mean, she's very active online herself. She, in fact, had 100,000 followers before her and Baker had ever even met. Like, she, like, a fun fact about her that not many people recognize, she was already pretty famous in her own right before she met Baker. It's not the story they ever portray, but that's neither here nor there. But yeah, so clearly, right. Clearly she's in favor of a change in Tampa Bay.
Or could she still think likes are a way to save something for later? I still do that occasionally. I still like things.
Because
I forget.
Tabs.
I know. I forget about it. And I'm like, I got to like this one so I can remember it for later. And then later I'm like, oh, bookmark tabs. I'm an idiot.
The bookmark tabs are great.
She's, oh, nope. You know what?
She's what now?
She's
what now?
She might just want Todd Bowles
out. What was that? I think that's, that reads easier than anything else.
Yeah.
Like, at first I was like, maybe she just thought it was juicy and maybe she likes Adam Schefter and was like, all right, cool story. Thank you. That makes sense.
You would want that John Harbaugh over Todd Bowles. It doesn't mean you don't like Todd Bowles.
You can't like the post, though.
Well, but again, this is more about John Harbaugh than it is about Todd Bowles. She didn't say...
Is she just like, in case anyone in Tampa wants to know my thoughts on this? Or in case anyone in the Tampa front office wants to know my thoughts on this?
Maybe she forgets that everyone can see it. Maybe.
Well, so they can't on Twitter now, right?
Correct.
That actually, I think, is a good function.
No, I like to know. Yeah, especially when, like, old media dudes accidentally like pornography. Oh, I like to know what people get down to. Oh, that's funny to me. It's never what you think. It's just never.
It is really funny to me,
It's like a 75-year-old guy, and it's like, oh.
Maybe like a 75-year-old.
That's a different way than I would have thought here.
Maybe like a 75-year-old baseball writer that's getting into the Hall of Fame. Maybe one of those guys.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That was too on the nose, was it not?
It was very on the nose.
It was really funny to me, though.
I'm never getting unblocked at this point. Former NFL offensive lineman Matt Khalil is suing his ex-wife for an excess of $75,000.
Yeah, I'm going to phrase this one.
For her comments on a podcast alleging that his incredibly large member ruined their marriage. Mm. Khalil is claiming this ruined his ability to maintain privacy and that his ex made money off her claim. Is Matt Khalil the worst human being on the planet? He should be paying her $75,000.
Yeah, I mean, the obvious thought is, right, like, that's good PR. You can't hate on that, right?
Yeah. No, it's not good PR. Like
The world's best PR?
Yeah, Tuboku is, in fact, the best. You know what? We had to break up. I was too satisfied.
Spin zone. Travis Kelce? Get suing Taylor.
No, because he gets it.
That's a whole song.
That meathead gets it.
On these grounds. Sue Taylor Swift. There you go.
It could have part of her catalog. I like the way you're thinking.
You know what? She's worth billions with a B.
No, listen. If she had come out and she had said some unsavory things, right? We got a thimble.
I bet she's shocked at this
development. We got a thimble situation. You sue the hell out of her, King. Right? You don't let that stand. All right? If she said, never got you where you wanted to go, you sue her till the cows come home.
So basically, the suing part of this...
You're a double Coke can, for the love of God.
I know. The suing part of this, though, is he's obviously way too sensitive about the idea that at, like, family dinners, everyone in his life knows what he's dealing with down there. I think, is that the idea? That's the idea, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, he's not going to walk a little taller around the house.
It's got to be an uncomfortable Thanksgiving with Grandma after Grandma knows that.
Oh, gosh, I would hate that. Yeah.
I mean, that's not great.
Yeah. Come on.
That's why I'm fortunate my grandma's dead.
Yeah. You know who did know? Mama Pat. She knew the truth.
Omaha! Yeah. And she didn't go telling the Diocese of Chicago about it, I tell you that much.
She didn't have a podcast at the time.
She didn't do that. If Mama Pat had that podcast.
She would have put Peterlin on blast.
It's like me, Pope Leo, and Mama Pat just discussing the daily events.
Up next on the Holier Than Now pod.
I like that the Chicago Pope is sitting out there in the Vatican one day like, did I ever tell you that I heard about this 12-year-old kid, Peterlin?
By all accounts, Pope Leo was at the house, my next-door neighbor's house, often.
I submit. That
she was a real power broker in the Archdiocese.
That
real
suing power broker. Your ex, because
Cardinals, Saints,
she
everyone
told
would come
everyone
over. People from
that
all
you're
over
too well
would
to
make
do.
The stopover at Mama Pat's house.
Quite frankly, it's LDE. It's the opposite of BDE, and that's what. It's a little mystifying here.
Carnell Tate is leaving Ohio State for the NFL draft.
Yes, he is. Don't know about the state of his downstairs business.
And then on top of it, did you see Jeremiah Smith had to put out a tweet yesterday telling everyone that he was not, in fact, leaving for Miami?
I did see that.
I sent it right to Jax immediately.
Yeah. What, to rub his nose in it? Or
no,
to be,
no, no, no.
Like,
just to make him aware. Just to make him aware. Because he was the only one that was actually fearful of Jeremiah Smith leaving and going to Miami. And so to make it like an ease of like, okay, this is more important than anything. But there were rumors. There were whispers out there that Carnell Tate.
They lost wide receiver 4.
Yeah, the one that was like didn't even do anything for the last half of the season.
Yeah, he was a 5-star.
Yeah, yeah,
because he wanted $4 million or something. It wasn't $4 million. It was dumb. Whatever it was. The wide receiver conversation is going to be really fascinating. And I don't think you can say who wide receiver 1 should be for the Browns yet because I think this is going to be scheme specific. But it's going to between Mekhi Lemon, between. Jordan Tyson, Carnell Tate. Oh gosh, I'm forgetting at least one name. It's
Denzel
Boston.
Those are the big three.
No, there's another one. There's another kind of speedier guy. It's not Concepcion. It's somebody else. God bless it. It's not coming to me right now. I need some sleep. But it's going to be a fascinating conversation. Carnell gets the Justin Jefferson.
Like fifth receiver off the board, but then ends up being the best.
Oh no, it was size and speed and kind of like what they
projected.
Okay,
that is what happened with Justin Jefferson though in that draft. I think he went in like 21 or 22, and obviously turned into Justin Jefferson.
Wasn't it Jahan Dotson went before him, I believe.
I think he was the fifth wide receiver in that draft taken.
Jalen Reagor went right before him, actually.
Bunch of idiots. That was mean. I didn't mean that. Not you guys. You guys aren't the idiots.
Well, and there's that video that was always smart. There was that video that where the Vikings are like they're like shocked, and then they all celebrate in a massive way because they get their guy.
The latest on Kevin Stefanski, and we're gonna do our best to avoid revisionist history on old Coach Kev. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.